Blog Talk Radio.
Woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Here we go.
Sing it again.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Woman conference coming soon. Keep the eyes out. It's coming,
yes.
Because God is doing some amazing things, but I don't want to take up any more time. We're glad that you're here to join us. This would be a good time for you to call your girlfriends, your sisters, your co-workers, your enemies, your friends, whoever. Call them, get them on the phone, especially if they have children, teens, young adults, minors, because she's not a special guest. She is a guest host, meaning she is going to become a part of the fixture here on Woman to Woman the second Tuesday every month, and
yeah,
she's going to be teaching on various subjects. And I'm going to let her share her heart of what the vision is that God's given her.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everybody. I'm about to say good afternoon, but good evening, everybody. I'm sitting here enjoying my sisters, Minister LaDon and Coach D this evening. But my name is Shamila Pennington. For those of you who don't know me, I am a mother of four. I am a published author. I am a life and empowerment coach, and I am here to just provide some solutions. I know that parenting, we all have different parenting styles, but as we are raising these millennial children in these days and times, we need some backup. We need some reinforcement. We need to know how to kind of go about, how to flow through things, how to navigate through the various challenges, through the various topics that come up, how to be better parents, how to parent at the level and the necessity that our kids need us at, how to parent them at different stages and different phases of their life. And so that is what I'm here to do. I'm so excited about being here this evening and joining you every second Tuesday. And so mark your calendar, set your notifications, and grab your tea, your popcorn, and tune in.
Yeah. And you know what? And last month I said this, so I'm going to say the same thing again this month. Grab your children. If you have your children at home with you, a lot of times as parents we can't, you know, it's hard for us to approach different subjects and
right.
And our kids don't want to listen to us. When we start just trying to talk sometimes, they don't even want to listen to us. But when they hear it out of somebody else's mouth,
right.
it's a lot easier. Or sometimes that other person can say certain things that we wanted to bring up. And so with this platform, it makes it easier for parents to continue the conversation even yes. after we're off of the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're looking forward to this being a time, like the lady said, to bring your children in. A lot of times, you know, if we have somebody, if there's a topic that you are a little nervous or apprehensive about addressing because you don't want them to shut down on you, this is a great opportunity for you to bring them around the table. Maybe this is a good time for table talk. Maybe this is a good time every Tuesday of every month that week that you come together and you designate this time to just sit down and tune in and begin to even call us because we want your feedback. We definitely want you to call in with your questions. We want you to engage. And so this is going to be an awesome time for you to be able to do the dialogue, and maybe it'll be the icebreaker for you to have those difficult conversations or those uncomfortable conversations as well.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's exciting. I could see. You know, we follow the world's trends.
Uh-huh.
You know, new outfit, new Jordans, new this. We constantly. And I hope you guys all can hear us. We constantly follow trends. I see this becoming a trend, and trends normally stop, so maybe I don't want to use the term trend, but I could really see this becoming a weekly event for families.
Yes, a new culture.
Especially, you know, mm-hmm. I'm single dad, single mom,
yes.
Families with mom and dad. You know, we spend so much time in our various rooms doing our various electronics, and you know what? While we're tired and exhausted and coming home kicking our feet up, TV, video games, all kind of stuff is raising our kids. And oftentimes we as parents don't have a clue. And we say, well, now I check my kids' phones. I check my kids' computer. I check this. I check that. But guess what? These kids are way smarter than you are on computers and technology. My son was at 10 years old. He knew how to go through and erase the browsing history. I would put passwords on his phone, and he got so techy about it that he would literally do a soft reset on his phone, knock out all the passwords.
Oh, wow.
So that he could go on whatever thing he wanted to. Our phone locked up. My phone locked up because I kept putting the password in too many times. Did you know I took it to Verizon and Verizon couldn't fix it? They told me I was going to have to download some programs and do all this stuff. Did you know my son fixed my phone? So, Mom, give me a phone. And the same thing he was doing to knock out his password so he could get around my phone, he did to my phone. It unlocked my phone, and I went on by. And he did that in 5 minutes, and I have been for 5 days trying to get something done through Verizon.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Technology.
So
that's amazing. So, again, you know, we welcome you, and we hope that we've given you enough time to grab your children, grab your girlfriends, especially if you know somebody who's gone through with their kids right now. Please, please, please get them on this telephone call. Or if you have nieces and nephews or somebody that you may not know how to reach out to, but that young person is going through, this is the show for you. And we're so excited about what Minister Shamila is bringing to the table.
Yes. So one of the things we wanted to present, because this is an introduction to Raising Royalty for Kingdom Purpose. So tonight is an introduction. We're going to be jumping around, but
each second Tuesday, there will be certain topics that Minister Shamila is going to be touching on. As God leads her, she's going to be touching on certain topics every second Tuesday of the month. And one of the things that we want to encourage our listening audience to do is feel free to let us know. If you're dealing with certain topics or you have a coworker that's dealing with certain topics as it pertains to their children at home, let us know, because that could become the topic for that particular show. And we don't mind taking suggestions. The other thing we're looking for and we're seeking from the audience is this. Mm-hmm. If you are going through a situation with your child and you are willing to be transparent, you don't have to necessarily introduce yourself, but if you are willing, we're all ordained ministers. We all are ordained ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we're also life coaches. And so, Minister Shamila, you might hear us interchange. I'm going to find out which one she really likes to be called.
I'm going to call her prophetess.
You going to go there?
So she is going to, she's willing to do a coaching session with you during those second Tuesdays. So if you and your children or you and your child are going through a situation and you need a arbitrator, you need somebody that's going to be in between, that's going to be able to come in with wise advice, wise counsel for you. You pay hundreds of dollars per hour to go and get this done. You really do. And we're not saying we could just solve your problems all in one 30-minute, 45-minute session on the show, but we could definitely get you started in the right direction. We could give you the tools and the resources that you need to continue on in a healthy direction. And so we're saying to you, if you know of anyone that's going through, and oftentimes their insurance don't cover it, a lot of people, a lot of parents deal with child issues, parenting issues, for two reasons. The first reason is because they can't afford to go somewhere else, so they just try to deal with it on their own. I'm going to say three reasons. That's the first one, can't afford it. The second one is, it's unheard of in a lot of cases, especially in certain cultures. Like when you talk about your Hispanic cultures, your Black cultures, you just don't go to counseling. That's unheard of. Well, this is a new age, and this is a new age with new demons. You better get help. And the third thing is that a lot of times parents don't want to discuss what they're going through out of fear of it coming back to hurt them, out of fear of them ending up with a case. And so a lot of parents will say, well, I'm just going to have to deal with it. And they really need help, but they don't want to seek help because it's like it's the lesser of two evils. Okay, I need help, but if I go get help, I might end up in jail when they find out that I almost had to choke the crap out of my child.
Yeah.
because of what I was dealing with. So we are just, like I said, no way are we going to say that this in one time is going to get you clear. But what we can say is that we could get you on the right path. We could send you in the direction of someone that maybe will be willing to help you and work with you on your income or whatever the case is. You might get somebody that's willing to counsel with you and your child pro bono, you know. And so we're just saying that help is here. Take advantage of it. Recognize, identify, recognize, and take advantage of it. It's here for you. We have a mighty women of God that's on Woman to Woman, and we all are in a situation to be able to help you get through and minister to you and pour into you and give you the wise counsel and give you the words to stand on and prayer, intercession, to get through whatever it is that you're going through. So we encourage you, reach out to us, and that email is W2W, so that's the letter W, the number 2, the letter W, at mycoachd.net. Again, W2W at mycoachd.net. We're asking you to flood the gates. If we get your email, you give us a short summary of what you're dealing with. We will pray on it, we will look at it, and then we will contact you and let you know if you're a good fit for this show. Even if we can't bring you onto the show as a good fit, we will look at it and see what we could do to recommend you somewhere where you could go and get the help that you need.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, we're looking forward to the second Tuesday of every month. The title is Raising Royalty for Kingdom Purpose. And so I know if you've had an opportunity to kind of look at the flyer and you're wondering, okay, so what exactly does that entail? We know that we are raising children who are royalty. They are, we in and of ourselves as parents, we are royalty. And so we have to remember that we are raising children who are also royalty, and we're raising them for kingdom purpose. No matter what they want to be, no matter what they want to do when they grow up, we have to look at the facts. This is what it is. And so when you raise them for kingdom purpose, whether they want to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever the case, it doesn't mean that you're everybody that, you know, when we talk about kingdom purpose, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a pastor or a priest, or we're not saying that, but there are some basic kingdom principles that as parents that we need to be collaborating with, that we need to take into account. We're not all called to parent the same, because not all kids are the same, but sometimes when we begin to share information, we begin to share experiences, these are things that you can begin to incorporate, you can begin to tweak as you are raising kingdom children. And so I'm looking forward to sharing wisdom. Absolute wisdom. I couldn't sit here on this panel with these amazing group of women without being before God and trusting that God is going to lead and proceed. You know, the words that come out of my mouth are going to be totally and fully God's word and God's wisdom. And so I'm excited about what we're going to be doing here on every second Tuesday of every month.
Amen. Even on my way here to the studio, one of the things that I kept thinking about that God kept dropping in my spirit, we have to know as a people that our families are under attack. Mm. Our families are under attack. And the way that you can destroy dreams, visions, and ideas is to first take the mind of the young people. Because the young people are our future. They're our leaders. We've heard that before. There's so many songs that say it, but we really have to understand that those young people that we're bringing up, they're either creating a new culture or they're continuing the culture that is from the past.
Right.
And so if they have this whole new culture that we're not a part of, that we don't understand, that we don't know,
right,
we don't know how they're going to be treating us in the future or how they're even going to be treating themselves in the future. Our families are under attack. That's why you have so many young women who are getting into sex trafficking,
yes.
So many young men who are going to jail, who are being killed and just, you know, not finishing school, and so many different things. The word tells us that God says that his people perish from lack of knowledge. So I'm thankful for this platform, because as parents, you're not given a handbook.
Right.
It's not a class that you go to and you sit in class and it says, this is what you do when one plus one, when you have one plus one, it equals two, and it equals two all the time. So this is always going to be your answer, and so it's always going to be right. You know what I mean? And so just like you said, since we have so many different children with so many different personalities, so many different mindsets, it is hard. It is so hard. I, too, have four children. I have four girls. And God, oh, my goodness, I was like, Lord, are you testing me? What did I do? What did I do? You know, I know you trust me, but my goodness gracious.
Right.
Sometimes I could battle with these girls so much, and I just want to choke them. I want to choke them. I want to knock them upside against the wall. But then I remember that I remember that I'm supposed to be.
Dynamics. You know, I thought about, you know, God is a tripartite, three, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He created his children in the same way. Because
yes.
We have the spirit, the soul, and the body.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, you know, and believe it or not, I know this might sound weird, it may get a little super, like my pastor say, super duper spiritual. But we function. We're in constant warfare, because it's amazing that he created us in these three parts. And the only perfect The only perfect connection of that of Trinity is the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, he created us in three parts, and all those three parts is in opposition to each other. Nobody but God could do that, because we're spiritual beings. Well, guess what? Unless we have a personal relationship with our Savior, that spirit is dormant.
Right.
It's in you, but it's dormant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, so you have to be, the Word of God tells us that, walk in the Spirit so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Because my lust of the flesh want to choke my kids.
The lust of the flesh want us to do things from a fleshy standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, when I say in opposition, all three is not in opposition, because it's the soul and the body. The soul is kind of like that middle dividing point. You know, it could kind of lean towards the things of the Spirit, and it could lean towards the things of the flesh, because your soul is your emotions, your intellect. Those kind of things. And so, and it does. Logic tell us this. Logic tells us to handle it like this, do like this. But don't we know that logic is in rebellion to faith? Because the Spirit only knows things of the Spirit. The Spirit don't know nothing about our bodies.
Yeah.
It don't know anything about our soul. It only knows what God tells it.
Yeah.
It only knows what God tells it. And so if we're not feeding that Spirit, if we're not staying in the Word, if we're not staying in relationship with our Creator, God, then we have to lean back on the soul and the body. That's all we have to work with. And let me tell you, when you know that your spirit is thirsty, when you start acting out from the soul and the body, when you start lashing out from the soul and the body, then you have to question, my take might be low, and I need to get refilled back up, because if you not filled, it's just like a car. Our spirit is like a car. It's going to go, and once it starts getting empty, it gets sluggish. And then we go back to, why is it that we go back to the same thing that they talk about when Moses, what was the biggest thing, what was God's biggest frustration with the people of Israel when they were led out of
the wilderness?
And what do we do, ladies? When you're tired, when you start getting weary, what's the first thing you start doing?
Murmuring and complaining.
That's it. So that's a sign. If you're doing a lot of murmuring and complaining, nothing seems to be right, you ain't happy about nothing, really take a look at it. Even when the obvious things are saying, I got a reason to be like this, still take a look at it, because that's an indicator. Your spirit is hungry, it's dying. And it's saying, I need some food.
Yeah.
I'm dehydrated. And so we need to do that. And then when we're full of the Spirit, then we could deal with our children. We could deal with them as godly mothers. And we could teach them godly principles. Because facts change. Your child being on drugs, your child being a homosexual, your child stealing,
yeah,
killing, whatever the case, those are all facts. And facts are subject to change, but principles never change. So we got to start teaching our children and giving them a foundation of principles so that those facts no longer become our determining factor. And I'm saying this, and Lord, even as I'm saying this, I'm not preaching to you guys. God is preaching this to me, because as a single mom, especially with boys, and they're going through different things, they got it hard. Because they got to be able to try to navigate through this world, and everything that speaks to their five senses is vivid.
Mm-hmm.
Through video games, through computers, through TVs. Can you imagine a young boy whose hormones is going and everything they see is something in their face? Our boys didn't have that. The boys that grew up with me, they were lucky if they were able to find a penthouse under their mama's bed or their daddy's pillow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying that. And that wasn't even, those were just pictures. So you take that and magnify it by 10, and you're getting live action videos that these kids are watching, and they're getting turned out already in their young age because it's there. A minister friend of mine sent me a thing, an information, the YouTube, and if you're interested in it, let me know, I'll send it to you. And it was like a 20-minute cut, and it talked about the chip. It talked about the 666.
Mm-hmm.
It talked about what this really meant. because it's finances.
Right.
Finances and mind. Mind control and finances. And so it showed this private meeting that took place in New York with the stock exchange?
Wall Street.
Where, you know, many people from Wall Street was invited. Some of your major banks, Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, some of your major branches were invited to this secret meeting. And in this meeting, all of them had these things over their head. Now, they're selling these in the mall because I was going to buy my son one. And they, all of them had this in, and they were learning about this new device that's going to be coming out sometime in 2016 called digital money. So there will no longer be exchanges of cash money. No longer exchange of cash money. Everything becomes digital.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people say, well, I'll never get this to me, and I'll never, because we only knew what our culture was at the time. And at the time, we didn't know about computers, and we didn't know about all this stuff. But now technology is changing. I don't know if anybody else has experienced this. Now I go to the grocery store. I used to take my little debit Visa card, swipe it, pay for my groceries as credit, and keep it moving. Now you can't do that. They won't even let me use it as credit in the grocery store. I have to slot because it has a chip in it now. All of your debit cards have a chip, and you stick it in, and that's how they take your money from your bank. It's not far-fetched, people. I'm not trying to scare people. It's not far-fetched. I'm saying we need to be about the word. We need to know the word. We need to know what's going on. We can't close our eyes to, oh, I'm not going to worry about it. And we can't get scared because the word of God tells us, foretells us about these things. We need to know. Our children are subjected to a lot. We have, most of us are in our, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and we kind of are at towards the end of the era of things, but our kids are coming up right in the midst of all this. And if we don't teach them, if we don't train them, then we're going to leave it to the world to do. And right now, we don't even know what the world's going to consist of. We don't know what the world's going to be another 10 years from now. So we better be teaching them godly principles that they can really utilize, you know, so that they could survive in this world. It's going to get worse before it ever gets better.
That's good. I know. Just to piggyback on, to go back a little bit on what Minister LaDawn had said earlier about understanding that our kids didn't come with the manual. It's so funny. I had a Facebook post the other day, so I'm like, oh, my gosh. I had just posted because a lot, I remember growing up, and I remember, you know, being a rebellious kid and not understanding, you know what I mean, the rules were, everything was just so strict. But I remember my parents, I remember other people's parents saying, you know, well, kids are born and they don't come with a manual, you know, they just come out and the doctors give them, you just got to figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. So I found myself saying that when I had my kids too, like, you know what, you guys didn't come with no manual because that, you know, you say what you heard. Mm-hmm. But as believers, and trust me when I trust me, I know we deal with all sorts of different things. Coach D has also just shared some of the various things we're going to be talking about. We're going to get real. We're going to talk about some of the things that, unfortunately, it's not going to come from the pulpit. It's not going to come from, you know, the women's gathering. These are some of the things that are not they're not discussed in the church inside of the four walls. So we are absolutely going to touch on it with kingdom principles, and so. And in just thinking about that, what I had said in my post was, you know, we say that kids don't come with a manual, but actually we have been given a manual, which is the Bible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you may not find anything about ADD in there specifically in the text, but you will find out about spirits. And so when we begin to talk about spirits, these are the kingdom principles. These are the things when we begin to see our kids acting up. How am I supposed to deal with this? How am I supposed to address it? And so I do believe that, you know, you know, we were a little misguided with not believing that we had manuals. We didn't get the manuals that we didn't get the quick guide. See, we wanted the quick guide. I think that's what it was. We wanted the quick guide, but God gave us
Cliff Notes.
The Cliff Notes, yes, yes. The parenting for dummies, folks. We wanted that, but we didn't get that. But God has given us the practical applications to parenting. When I came in, Coach D was, and it was just so beautiful because as women, you know, we are multitasking, we're doing all sorts of things. So we come in, you know, we're warming up for the show and talking, and It was just so beautiful because in that multitasking, she was ministering. I call it ministering because it is ministering to me. She was ministering to her son who was asking for homework help, you know. And so just to be able to multitask through, you know, I just arrived here in the studio, got work going on, setting things up, and she was sitting here, you know, teaching. And so we're going to talk about all those principles, all of those things across the board. And so and going back and then bouncing back, so I touched on what you had shared, Minister Lazan, and then there was something else that you said that sparked, that jarred my memory, but just navigating through opening up the parameters of communication with our children. I know for myself, being a single mom, I've got two sons and two daughters. My oldest is 15. I've got twins that are 14. So they're all, you know, all teenagers and preteens, so to speak, and so I know that at this age, they got their headphones on, they got their, you know, devices in their hands, you know, or they got their devices to their heads because they're talking to their friends, and so it's hard to get them to communicate, you know, and so we're watching TV, and so we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about from drug use. We're going to talk about from sexually transmitted diseases. We're going to talk about mental illnesses because a lot of times people don't want to deal with that. I know the shame and the condemnation that comes from that and the lack of support when you're dealing with children who suffer, they're suffering, you know what I mean? And people don't really understand. They just think that you got a child that's terrible, and that's not the case. You know what I mean? That is absolutely not the case. And when you have kingdom principles, when you have a village that's behind you and supporting you, then you have people who will come in and begin to partner with you with fervent faith and with fervent prayers and begin to cast down those spirits, begin to bind those spirits, because that's exactly what they are. And so we're gonna touch on all of those things. We're going to touch on even, I think what I was, my original thought was, opening up the lines of communication. I was one of those teens, one of those kids who did not open up. I didn't really do a whole lot of talking. I don't think I did a whole lot of talking until I was about 16. And so to be able to have the very opposite with my kids, it is like it's a blessing. It's a blessing. But there are some things that I had to learn. And I was talking to Coach D earlier. We were just sharing a conversation. And I said, you know, sometimes as parents we have to know when to be quiet. That's not what I said, but be quiet. I'll use that for the air's sake. We got to know when to be quiet, because sometimes when our children are trying to talk to us, and I know sometimes what sets us off, the grades are not right, they didn't take the trash out, you know, they're asking for things. You don't went and got them what they asked for, but they didn't do what you asked for. But, you know, the Bible tells us not to provoke our children. Parents, do not provoke your children. It gives the kids guidance to be obey your parents, but it also tells us not to provoke our children. And so,
I never read that.
Good. They don't always get along. They love each other, but they don't always like each other, okay? So my son, my youngest son, it did something to my older son, and he was wrong. So I wanted to, you know, of course, as mama bear, you know, you like, you know, I could have, you have to learn when to let them kind of, you know, work it out, talk it out, shove it out, push it out, whatever, however that looks, you know. But there are times where you have to step in. But I was so offended by what he had did, you know, And in my offense, because I was upset, and so that's where we have to watch that getting upset, because when you get upset, then your mouth, you know, the fire in between your brain and your mouth is off, like the calibration is off. The calibration is off, and you got to learn when to be quiet and say, wait a minute, don't provoke this, because I can say the wrong thing that's going to crush his spirit, even though he is in the wrong. And one of the things is just grace. And I'm going to share a story. Years ago, my youngest son, I hope he's listening, my youngest son, he was playing soccer at the time. So he's getting ready for soccer practice. Girl, he had tore up my wooden gate around my yard just because he was kicking this ball. He had knocked out tore my whole gate up. But one day he was practicing out there playing by himself, and he was waiting for his coach to come and pick him up, kicked that ball, and broke my window. I can remember all every emotion, feeling, anger. It was like the 4th of July went off on the inside of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't want him to go to practice. The coach pulls up, like, right after I'm standing outside, you know, with an angry mom face. I'm like, I can't believe, like, what were you doing? And so I wanted to punish him. I wanted him to be, I'm like, you know, this is, I'm like, you know, now this is coming out of our household, the finance, I got to fix this window. The coach pulls up, and so he gets all the big pieces, and he was like, can I please take him to practice because we really need him? And I'm looking like, no, he just broke the window. No, he doesn't get to go to practice. So I was so upset that I was moved to tears. I let him go to practice, but I'm like, he is going to get punished. Like, he is absolutely, yes, he is going to be. I'm trying to think, like, what can this punishment be that's going to actually add up to the cost of this window, right?
Yeah.
And I remember calling my mentor. I called her, and I was like, I'm so angry at him. I cannot believe he did this. And I remember her listening to me. She let me say everything. She was such an amazing listener. So I want to just give a shout-out to my mentor, Minister Gail Stansell.
Yes.
Girl, that is my mentor. Yes. And so what she told me was, after I finished ranting and, you know, telling her everything, she said, Shamila, give him some grace. I'm like, he don't deserve no grace. He don't broke the window. Like, my pockets ain't getting no grace. He don't get no grace. But I had to give him grace. And I just remember that because I had to tell him, I'm extending grace to you. And so sometimes, instead of provoking, instead of getting the punishment, we have to extend grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is the unmerited favor. You're getting what you didn't get what you deserved, you know, so giving that grace. And so I gave him that grace. But every time I would look at that window, because it was a double pane window, it broke the first glass but not the second glass. But I would look at that and I would just
mad all over
again. And just like, because it was ugly, you know, and it just like, but I did extend that grace. And so when we don't provoke our kids, sometimes it's them being quiet. When they are, this is a better example, when they sash you, when they, you know, because you said you have 4 girls.
Uh-huh.
When they, you know what I mean? When they, like, kind of give you that little, when they, that you, like, you tried it. So you don't come for them. You know what I'm saying? Because you absolutely could because you're the mother. You know what I mean? It was disrespectful. The gesture was disrespectful. But don't provoke them by going back. Because sometimes they'll be like, hold up, I'm the mama up in here. Don't do that. And so in that, you give them, you show them the right behavior. The right behavior, and that takes it takes a lot of grace and a lot of humility,
mm-hmm.
Ooh, to get to that place where you know. And there are times when my daughter has done that. I have kids; they're not perfect, they're not angels. Just in case anybody thought I was raising angels, but God didn't give me angels. He gave me His children. He gave me His vessels to raise. You know, so my daughter will do that. And you know what's funny? My son, her twin, checks her.
Uh-huh.
He'll be like, "Hey, don't be talking to mom like that."
Mm-hmm.
Before I can even say anything. But then sometimes I have to tell him, hold on, just pull in. I'm like, Kaylin, fix it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we have to, you know, show them the right tone, show them the right behavior. And we're the models. So when we lead by example, they just follow suit.
You know, with all what you said, there's a couple of things that popped up in my mind, especially when you talked about the mental disorders.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, especially in a black culture, we don't know how to recognize that our children actually have mental disorders.
Right, right.
And we don't know how to recognize it because, you know, a lot of times the people who are raising us have mental disorders.
Well, come on now,
it's normal.
It.
It's just normal that you come in and, you know, you either shut down or you your conversation is just a little bit off. It's just normal.
Right.
You know, and so it's so hard to recognize that we don't seek the help that should be sought, or we don't even know the first thing about seeking the help.
Right.
Because we don't recognize, again, that it's a mental disorder. So
right.
The first thing we do is kick butt. That's what we learn, you know, beat their behind. And then they all right, they good for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But, again, it could actually be a mental disorder. So that's the first thing I want to say is because we need to be able to recognize that some of our children actually have issues that are beyond our knowledge.
Yes.
And to, you know, seek wise counsel. And then the other thing, a lot of times as parents, what we do is when our children get in trouble, we want to take away from them the things that they're interested in. Like maybe they're really good in soccer, maybe they're really good in cheerleading, maybe they're really good in basketball. And so we stop them from doing it, and what we actually do is we start killing our children's dreams and visions because they shut down when you take that away from them because they messed up. And now their whole year is actually ruined because this is the one thing that they fought so hard to be on time for, be there all the time, or be really, really good at, and we take it away from them.
Right.
And we don't understand it's not helping them to grow. It's a form of manipulation. It's a form of control. But what we do is we cause them to shut down. And I, just from this conversation, I'm remembering I was so excellent at basketball. I had got most valuable player one year. I was defensive guard at Kisha High.
Okay.
But best defensive player, not most valuable, best defensive player. I was really good.
Okay. You better go on and toot your horn.
One year my mom had stopped me because of my grade. And when she stopped me that year, it affected everything else, and then it really affected my drive. It affected me all, just my whole being. It really just took away a lot of my dreams, my visions, my goals, because she stopped me from this one thing that I was really excellent at, that I excelled at. You know, I may have been excelling in other areas, but I over-excelled in this area.
Right.
And then stopping me in that area, I kind of lost interest in so many other areas. Mm-hmm. And so for any parents who are listening who use that as a form of, well, if you won't do this right, then you can't do this, we need to find some ways. And I'm hoping, Minister Shamila, I'm hoping that you help us find some ways to address those type of situations, because we do want our kids to do good, and we do realize that they're great in certain areas, but, you know, when they can only get it right in this area, we're like, our hands are tied, and we throw up our hands like, what are we going
to
do?
And you don't want to, as you were saying that, I mean, I'm dealing with this because, well, you have young, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's like my biggest thing is I don't want to reward bad behavior, mm-hmm. you know, I'm trying to teach my son consequences. You know, if you do this, this is what happens.
Right.
And you're right. You know, at some point they get from that adolescent age and now they become into a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, and when he first turned 13, I still was trying to discipline and deal with him like he was a child.
Right.
And I had a pastor friend of mine that said, stop. You cannot, he's a young man, and you can't continue to discipline and treat him like a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
So you taking his thing is never going to teach him how to manage.
Right.
How does he know to practice not to be on video games? Or how does he know to practice what's acceptable and not acceptable? What you do is you give him back his stuff and then you set down the rules. Well, I followed that advice,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to be like some of the other mamas on here, okay? like my pastor say, Pastor Joey said, I ain't that far removed from Compton.
Okay.
I ain't that far removed from the CPT.
Yes.
And so I said, okay, I'm going to follow this wise, godly advice. This wise, godly man, I'm going to give him back all his stuff. So he got his TV back. He got all his video games and everything back. And I told him, I'm going to give him back. I'm giving him his bank card.
Right.
I'm going to, you know, teach him how to do a profit and loss statement so he'll know what his profitability is, his income and expense. I'm breaking it down for him, you know. Oh, he's going to make somebody a good husband.
Yes.
So anyway, And I told him, these are the rules. This is not what's not accepted. You're not going to violate my home.
Right.
I don't want certain spirits in my home. And when you do certain things, it brings certain spirits in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with those spirits in my home.
Right.
So this is the rules of my house. So now I did all that. So I'm going to ask the question that maybe our audience, and we're going to give them a chance too, to ask us some questions and what they'll like to see in the months to come. But what happens once they violate that? What happens once they break the rules? What's the consequences? Send them to jail?
and you can't keep beating them.
You can't.
You
want to be like Harpo. Just beat them. then they can move on and continue to play their video game.
If they know like I know, I'll be like,
thank me.
Look, you're looking at her for a second, but I'm going to have fun.
You know what? And I was telling my son, so I'm very transparent with my son, and I was telling him, you know, because he said, what did Nana do? What's her, you know? I said, Nana was like your mom. She didn't play. My mom didn't play.
Right.
You know, we didn't get spankers all the time, but she didn't play. And when she got to that level,
that
look. It wasn't no spankings, you know, like getting a belt spanking. My mom was taking it, like, straight.
Because
I was coming
over
here.
Let me you
guys can't see me right now. But I'm like, I'm just saying. I got the right hook here, the left coming behind it. She wasn't playing when she finally had to go to that route.
Right.
And so I was telling my son, I said, you know, like you said, kids may not always do what you tell them, but they're going to do what they see. And how we do is what they do. And we did it because our parents did it,
uh-huh.
and our parents' parents did it.
Right.
And it becomes a generational curse.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way we do it. And some of it, you know, may not necessarily be so negative because there's other things we do that we've seen our grandmother and our mothers do that was great. You know, the love they shown. Maybe their good cooking. You know, their ability to provide for their family.
Right.
These are things. My grandmother was strong. She was a single mom. She had seven kids, and she was a hard worker. I got those traits from her. I got those traits from my mom. So there were some good traits that followed down, but there were some not-so-good traits that followed down, you know, as far as what I come to find out, and I'm really studying this now, especially since, you know, that you have graced us with your presence, woman of God, and you're going to be doing this show on parenting. I'm right. This is right at that stage for me where I'm going through some parenting woes. You know, I'm not. He's too young. He's too old to be a child, and he's too young to be an adult. So I'm going through that stage right now, and so I'm really starting to look at things. I don't want to parent the same way.
Right.
I don't want to parent like I did yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I want to parent in the now to provide for the future. Because what I found is that. As a woman who has dated, who's been married, and I'm seeing there's a lot of damaged men out in the world. They didn't just get damaged, ladies. They didn't just get damaged yesterday. They didn't just get damaged because of your relationship. They got damaged when they were kids.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes that damage came from their moms because it was single mom household.
Mm-hmm.
And only thing they heard, and their mom oftentimes was angry at the non-participant father. So everything she had to say about men was negative.
Right.
And so she was dominant. She had to be. She was strong. She worked hard. She was tired. And she wasn't coming home putting up with no man.
Yeah.
I want the house clean. This is what I want from you. And if you don't do it, I'll beat you or I'll put you out of my house.
Yeah.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was. So when we began to start this parenting, one of the things I want you guys to keep in mind, there's not a judgment here and there's no condemnation. We are just telling you to consider another way because the way we've been doing it, it hasn't been working because we got a lot of men out here that's damaged. And we know as women, we got women out here that's damaged, but this is the show Woman to Woman. So I'm going to focus on some things that's important to women because there are some things that's, you know, important to men as well. But there's a lot of men that's damaged. So you got us women that's going into relationships with men that's broken. And these are broken men that's trying to now take on a family and be a husband and be a father, and they're broken.
Right.
And it's not their fault that they're broken. Half of them don't even know they're broken. They don't know where the problem starts. And so we're going to do shows like this so our boys, our young men, can come into this world no matter how you parent up to today. And what is today? Today is Tuesday, May the 10th. Keep this. Note this in your book. Tuesday, May the 10th. I don't care how you parent your kids, particularly your young boys, today it's going to change. Make a decision that today is going to change, that you're going to be in tune to these shows on Tuesdays, especially second Tuesdays. Who knows? That may be more frequent. We don't know yet. We just, you know, we just heard. But start listening to these shows. It's called self-improvement. Start listening to other shows like these. I mean, you have Woman to Woman, Processing the Pain, Relentless Pursuit. You have Process for Purpose. You have so many women's organizations or just organizations out there that have gone through. Don't think that when we get on these shows and we begin to minister to you that we're just telling you something to be talking. We have to go through something. See, you see the glory, but you don't know the story.
Yes.
You don't know what Minister Shamila had to go through with her kids in order for her to get a clearer understanding. You don't know what Minister LaDon had to go through in her life financially in order to come back and teach finances.
Mm.
And you don't know what Coach B had to go through with pain, and I'm still processing pain, so that I could be able to break off that what I'm learning and be able to give it to others, you know. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to be quiet, we're going to bring people in, but, you know, I got to share this because I have a testimony. And this lady, a random caller called me, don't know me, I didn't know her. It was what the world would call a fluke, but it was a divine appointment. And she called me looking for somebody else, and she began to minister to me. Very influential. She's a doctor. I mean, well-spoken, have several books out on the market. And she began to speak to me about what I have been going through the last couple of weeks. And I was telling her, and I'm being transparent because that's what it's about. The enemy will never be able to hold anything against me. I'm not letting him play with me like that in Jesus' name. But I was telling her I love God so much. And I said, how can I love God so much and be so angry at times? I get so angry. And I said, I get so mean-spirited. And she said, you're not mean-spirited. And she began to tell me a story about Jesus on the road to Emmaus where he met the two blind men. And they didn't know it was Jesus because this was after his resurrection. I didn't realize that until when she said the story again, I began to read it. He had already resurrected. So he walked up on them. They were sad, and they were fussing about what the people had did to Jesus. They were blind, so they didn't know. And I think now, I used to think that these men were actually blind, but now I'm starting to think, reading the story now in a different light, that they were spiritually blind, and they didn't recognize Jesus. So when Jesus walked up to him, he asked them, what are you talking about? And they asked him, are you the only person on this earth that don't know what happened to Jesus of Nazareth? They crucified him. They were sad. And so he said, oh, okay. So he said, I'm going to go about my way. They said, no, we'll come to our home. We're going to feed you. And I keep telling people this because it's so, it's so significant. They said, no, come to our house. We're going to feed you, and then you can head on your way in the morning. It's evening. So he came to their house. The custom was then that when you had guests come over, the guests blessed the food and broke the bread and passed it out to everyone. So Jesus blessed the bread, and he broke it. And he handed it to the two men. And when he handed it to the two men, they immediately recognized it was Jesus. In other words, they gained their sight. Whether that was a physical sight they gained or a spiritual, they gained sight and realized that was Jesus. And then, of course, they began to worship him. But the moral of the story that she was telling it for me at that time in my pain was God will bless us, break us, and give us. In other words, he's blessed me, but he had to break me through this pain in order for me to give. What can I give to anybody else if I haven't experienced it myself? What better thing? I could really give somebody a piece of me, the pain, the suffering, and everything. So when I'm ministering, when I'm speaking to you, when I'm encouraging and empowering you through these shows, I'm doing that from a place of my own process. And so saying that to you to say that, you're going to go through some things, but just because you're going through does not mean that God cannot use you. He needs you to go through it. But you got to recognize that the very fact that you're going through it is that your misery becomes your ministry. And I know that sounds cliche. Your test becomes your testimony. That sounds cliche. But it's so true in that sense. And he wants to use us, and he's going to use us. But don't ask God to use you if you're not willing to pick up your cross and carry it. Because Jesus was broken into pieces to give to us for our sin. And if you're not willing to pick up your cross and go through the crucifixion, then don't ask them to use you, because that's what's going to happen when you ask to be used. You're going to have to go through some stuff.
Well, I want to open up our lines to any of our callers that may have a question or a comment about tonight's show or what they would like to see on, you know, another second Tuesday, which would be next month's show. But definitely, if you have any questions or comments, please dial 1 on your dial pad, press 1 on your dial pad, and that will put you in the queue, and our team will bring you on.
Well, amen. We have a caller. Area code 310, last four, 1674. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hello, caller.
Hello, I'm sorry. I had to unmute. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. God bless you, my sister, Shamila. I love you so, so, so much.
I love you. I'm glad to hear your voice. I know that voice.
Okay. Yeah, you know this, you know this voice. I'm telling you, Coach D, Minister LaDonna, you guys are such a dynamic team here, and just hitting the nails all on the head. I especially want to speak to, you know, the point of removing things from our children when they, you know, as a form of punishment. And I can so confirm that by us, I mean, we think we're doing something good, telling them, okay, well, if you don't do this, then you can't play basketball anymore or whatever, and not knowing that we are causing so much more harm to them and their self-esteem and just, you know, all of that. And so I concur that fact in the life of my children and understanding that and a blessing to have got that nugget early enough to not become, you know, my children not becoming a victim to that. So I can confirm that fact, and just so many of the other points that you guys are making. And but I want to also suggest freeing single moms of not being dad. If that can be a topic of discussion, and from the word, and how we can navigate knowing that God did not call us to be our son's dad. And so, just a suggestion.
That's very rich.
Okay,
amen.
So my sister, I can confirm the fruit of her loins, and that they are outstanding, godly fearing children. And so you have a dynamite person on this panel to speak into the lives of your audience and their children.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you so much,
okay.
Jackie.
Okay. It's all good. I love you guys, all, each and every one of you individually and collectively for what you are doing or speaking into our lives. And so thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. That's just my little comment for tonight.
Appreciate your comments. Very rich dialogue, and definitely appreciated that. It's definitely going to be a topic. I think it really spoke to all of our spirits.
Because we all are. I can't wait for that one, because we can't be nothing but mothers, and that's where the unbalance comes in. That's why God had his first plan for family was his plan.
Yeah.
Because he never intended for it. Be a father around.
Yes. Amen.
So,
yes.
Amen. We
thank
you, Jackie.
Stay tuned for that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
God
definitely.
Bless you.
And God bless you, too. And we definitely love you, and thank you for listening in. And if there are any other callers, because we are getting to
towards the
end of our show.
We really want to hear from you. So you're sitting there, and you're contemplating, and you're kind of nervous because you're not used to talking to a crowd. We're asking you. We want to hear from you. We want to know what things are burdening your heart. What do you want to know? What do you want to hear about? What do you want to know or hear about when it comes to your children? Some of you, your children may be grown, but you got grandchildren coming up, and you know that your children is going to raise your grandchildren how you raise them, and maybe you're seeing now as a more mature person that maybe with some of the things you did wasn't wisdom. What are the things you want us to hear us talk about on Second Tuesday?
Again, if you don't want to speak it, the thing you could do is you could definitely email us. Let us know. We're interested. We want to hear from you. We need to know what your thoughts are and what you want to hear, because that's important. We appreciate you. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight and learning more about what's going to take place the second Tuesday of every month. We do have another caller, area code 909, last four, 2210. Welcome.
Hello, caller.
Caller, area code 909, last four, 2210. You might be on mute. Unmute yourself.
Yeah, I'm on mute.
Well, welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. You're live.
Oh, okay. Thinking about a topic right now. About how, because you know how parents can go through life teaching their kids everything, but then how does maybe affect them at school? You know, so I'm a kid. I go through high school today. I meet a lot of people. Each and every day, like I'm learning constantly. And my perspectives is changing. And I always have to find a way to think about what my mom's taught me. I go back to that root. Like, how do you? I'm just wondering, what do you guys think about that? Like, how they go through school and how, like, the word affects us there.
Good. So you're saying your perspective changing. Wait, can you repeat that again?
All right, so basically just that at school, our perspective changes. We have friends, and we have groups of friends. Some friends are different than us. Some have different religions and everything. And we have to go through school just reminding ourselves of what our parents have taught us. We have to go through school reminding us of what we've learned from the Lord, from the Word, everything. Just how do you think the Word affects at school other than just a reminder? Like, how do you think it affects us?
Gotcha. So you're saying that should be a topic that we should discuss for young people, is how to model that, how to apply the Word, you know, as you're going
yeah.
through school? Is that basically? Okay.
That's
a good
yeah.
It is. One of the things is when you're at home and when you're growing up, what's instilled in you is your core belief,
right.
your core value system. And so when you get out into the world, if all of these different ideas or beliefs come at you, you're trying to figure out how do you now navigate with this other information coming into your belief system.
Right.
But your core beliefs are supposed to be your compass. And so as you are navigating, that core belief is supposed to help you to pull in the information that you need, pull in the information that is helpful, and dispel any other information that is harmful to you. And so Minister Shamila definitely has a time on her hands when we break open that topic, and we definitely want to make sure that you're listening when we get to that topic. I think we should probably do that next Tuesday.
That might start out because that subject, thank you, young man, you know what? That's the beginning of everything you're going to talk about, because
yeah.
if you don't understand your moral compass, if you don't understand how to hold on to the nuggets, the foundation, and if you have a foundation at home and then you go, even, you know what, us adults deal with that too,
uh-huh.
because there's many Christian adults that go into their workplace, and the workplace is not a Christian environment,
uh-huh.
so they have coworkers cussing and they're doing all kind of other things, and then eventually they find themselves getting sucked up into the norm
right.
of what's going on at work, because that's what's going on. I think that this show is going to, because that's going to dictate if your kid, if you're not laying a good foundation, it's going to dictate, is it going to be easy for your kid to get caught up in what's the most popular drug, what's the most popular thing that's going around.
I saw it on the news, and me and my kids talked about that like that.
Well, I don't even know what spice is, but you know what, exactly what he said is, what grabs a hold of all of us, not just youth, but adults too.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we walk out of our door and we do something that's contrary to what we believe,
right,
that is what we're doing it because of new information that's being introduced to us or brought into us.
In other words, basically, who's, and that show, I can hear that show now. Who's influencing it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whose report will you believe?
Ooh, I like that. I like it. Yeah.
And so what's the second Tuesday in June? We're going to let everyone know right now.
The
14th. The 14th, we'll be talking about this topic. Great, great comment, young man. We really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. That was an awesome topic, awesome comment.
Yeah.
Are you still there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
Oh. All right, so hopefully you'll be joining us on June the 14th.
Yeah, hopefully I will. I'm going to try.
Okay.
Definitely
thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay, well, we have come to the end of our show. I'm going to do one more last call. If you have any questions, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That will let our team know that you have a question or a comment. We're going to give you a few minutes. So we are getting ready to close out. If you do have it, we want to hear from you. That's important to the growth of our show and what we do here. And what we do it for you. And so we want to know what our listening audience want to hear. We want to know what you want to know about. Because we don't just bring it. We bring it from several different dimensions because we study it. You know, we study it. What is this about? What is that? And we do a thorough study on our topics. And then not only that, then we take it before the Lord and find scripture that supported that I actually should say we find the scriptures and find the scriptures that support it and how we could present it to you so that we're giving you good principles, you know. Because anything we say on here, it is our hope, and anything we say on here that you could challenge us, that you could go back to the Word of God, and you'll be able to find it in the Word of God. And if you ever have something that we said on here that didn't agree with your spirit, we ask you, this is the time to dial 1 and say, hey, that is a debate, but hey, I'm kind of concerned about what you said about this. But when you get ready to tell us that concern, we're going to be able to do one or two things. Either you can provide us with a scripture that you feel like what we said contradicts, or either we could provide you with the scripture that we know supports what we're saying. We always want to be decent and in order. We're not going to ever come with a spirit of religion. We're not going to ever come with a spirit of religion because a spirit of religion will keep you in bondage.
Amen.
It keeps you bound up, and it keeps you from truly knowing and understanding and getting a revelation of who God is. You know, truth is good.
Yes.
I'm getting ready to go there.
Right.
Truth is good. I'm supposed to hang up because I see my sister looking at me.
No, I'm not telling you to hang up because I do want to make sure I give them information to get on our text list and our email list.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Truth is good. But many people have been sitting up in church for 30 years under truth and never transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation. Truth is where Jesus was. Revelation is where Jesus is. You got to get a revelation knowledge of who God is. And until you do that, everything else will just be true.
Amen.
And
amen.
Truth, we know people are not transformed by truth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, because you sit down and you know, you hear drugs kill you. Drugs have you strung out. And people still do drugs.
Right.
But when they get the revelation is when they're sitting out there in the street and they strung out sometimes.
Right.
So, you know, we hope that people get the revelation before that, but definitely understandable. For all those who are listening, who want to be on our, want to make sure that they don't miss the calls in the future, you can get on to our text blast by shooting us an email with your text, your telephone number at W2W, that's the letter W, the number 2, the letter W, at mycoachd.net, W2W at mycoachd.net. If you want to get on our text blast or our email blast, and we'll remind you before the shows You'll get an email of what the topic is going to be about, and you'll get a reminder text before the show starts so that you don't have to miss the next show. So, again, that's W, the letter W, at mycoachd.net. And, Coach Jamila, do you have any parting words before we...
You know what? I am just, this was so rich. This was so rich. And I'm looking forward to delving in. I'm looking forward to building with you as we raise kingdom children, as we raise royalty for kingdom purpose. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really looking forward to this. And it's going to help us. It's going to change the trajectory of parenting and where our kids are going. And so I'm just looking forward to it. I love you all, and I'm looking forward to building.
Amen.
But we appreciate you. Thank you. Tune in. On Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. for Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. I have a special guest that's going to be on Thursday, and I'm excited. You'll be excited to hear her testimony. I mean, this is a serious, serious testimony, nothing but a God thing. So tune in at 7 p.m. on Thursday. And then on Mondays at 6:30 p.m., this is all Pacific Standard Time, tune in for Relentless Pursuit. That's again Mondays at 6:30 p.m. We appreciate you. We love you. And we thank you for your continued support.
Amen.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye.